Chapter 8. Hard Times. I was sold to a man whom Jerry thought would give me good food and fair work. At first, he was quite right, and if my master had been around, I think the work would have been fair. But the fact was that there was a foreman who was always overloading us. He thought it made more sense to double the load and make one trip than to make two trips with a lighter load. My driver, Jake, always used the check rein, which made it that much harder to pull the heavy loads. When you cannot put your head down to pull a heavy load uphill, it is nearly impossible. I recall one day when I simply could not get the load up a hill. Jake whipped me and yelled. To be punished and abused when I was doing my very best made the work harder. It took the heart out of me. No horse can stand overloading for long. Another problem was that the stables were dark. This hurts a horse's ability to see even when they come out into the light. Thankfully, before I lost my sight completely, I was sold. I was getting too broken down for the work, so I was sold to a cab owner. For all that I had been through, I never knew absolute misery until now. I had to work 7 days a week and was whipped constantly. There was something sharp at the end of the whip that could make me bleed. My life was now so wretched that I wished for death. One day, my wish nearly came true. We were at a train station picking up a family of four, a man, a woman, a little boy, and a little girl. They had a lot of heavy luggage. The little girl looked at me and noticed how weak and worn out I was. She told her father she was sure I couldn't take them all with their luggage. My driver assured her that I could, but the porter agreed with the girl. He suggested they take a second cab for the luggage. However, my driver had the final word and said that I would be fine. I did my best, but it was too much. My feet came out from under me, and I lay perfectly still on the ground. I could not move, and I thought I was going to die. In time, I was able to get up, and a kind man gently led me to a stable. I was well looked after, with warm gruel and a nice stall with fresh straw. Eventually, I was led back to my owner. The farrier looked at me and told him I was overworked and needed 6 months to recover. My owner said that if I couldn't work, I was of no use to him. The farrier suggested he try to sell me at the horse fair, and my owner agreed. The horse fair was 12 days away. My owner, naturally, wanted to get as high a price for me as he could. So in those 12 days, I was well fed and not made to work. And though I had wished for death, my spirits were improving. I began to think, after all, it might be better to live after all than to just give up. I knew that things couldn't get any worse, so I went to the horse fair in the hope that I would be bought by someone kind. I held up my head and hoped for the best.